Welcome back. The new HERO Act was approved here in Massachusetts actually earlier this month, dealing with veterans and some active duty service people as well. It's a very extensive, involved new piece of legislation, and we're trying to get some highlights today from Quincy Veteran Services Director Christine Cugini. And also Robert Notch is here from the, as I mentioned, newly formed Office of the Veterans Advocates here in Massachusetts. So welcome to both of you. First of all, thanks for coming over.
Thank you.
Thanks, Joe.
Christine, always great to see you.
Great to see you too.
Yeah, and Bob, nice to meet you for the first time.
Thanks for the invitation.
Sure.
Great to be here. Hope to have more conversations in the future.
Yeah, absolutely. A new office, right, within the Executive Office of Veteran Services.
Actually, external to
the
Executive Office. Okay. So we are an independent agency. We were created under the same act, the Acts of 2022,
okay,
that elevated the Department of Veteran Services to the Executive Office,
yes,
of Veteran Services. Because of the issues we had during COVID with the soldiers' homes. So
yes,
our office was created as an independent agency. We do liaison work with all state agencies. We also examine what all of the state agencies are providing, programs, benefits, and services to veterans and their families here in the Commonwealth. We also have an advisory role where we advise the leaders of the agencies, key leaders in legislature and the governor's office on where we can improve programs, benefits, and services.
Okay.
Then we also have a liaison responsibility with federal agencies across the Commonwealth. And then more importantly, I think, is we have an aid and coordinate role with all the veteran service agents in the municipalities here in Massachusetts.
Such as Christine.
That's why I'm here next to Christine today.
Yeah.
I'm aiding and coordinating her efforts.
Yeah.
Today.
Not only that, but you're a Quincy resident, right?
That is true.
Yeah.
Yes.
And a veteran, I'm assuming?
27 years in the Army,
wow,
some active duty time and some reserve time, but active reserve time. And my last 5 years were in the Pentagon, so worked across several agencies, and then a good understanding of how Department of Defense coordinates with other federal agencies.
Sure.
So
wow,
this
cool
job is a good fit for me.
Yeah, well, congratulations.
Thank you.
And thank you for your service, actually.
We'll
have to have you back more to talk about that office, because it's a very important role, certainly. I know that it'll be a busy one going forward.
Absolutely.
But today is the HERO Act, and it actually is an acronym appropriate for military speak, right? They have their acronyms. It's a HERO, Honoring, Empowering, and Recognizing Our Service Members and Veterans. HERO, right, Christine?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
And they are heroes, for
they
sure.
They are.
Yeah.
Yes.
As I mentioned, the governor signed the legislation earlier this month, actually. It's very extensive. Can you kind of give us an overview of what it is?
So there's a lot to it.
There really
but,
is.
But some highlights is an increase in the annuity for 100% service-connected disabled veterans. The amount is going up to $1,250, but then the check will now be once, so it's a $2,500 check rather than a $1,250 check twice a year.
Okay.
So a one-time a year check through the state, and once you apply for that and submit your application in for that annuity check, it continues on.
Okay, right. That's significant. That's
it
a,
is.
That's a big increase.
It,
yeah.
And it helps,
yeah,
you know, to know that money is going to be coming into your bank account.
Yes, yeah.
I think they deserve it, and they look forward to it.
Almost like a cost of living adjustment.
Exactly.
As like Social Security recipients would say,
yes,
right?
Yes, I think it was, yeah, it's been many years since it had been increased.
Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
So it was
due. Long overdue, yeah.
Long overdue.
Given the inflationary period we're in right now.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So the change was with the annuity is an increase, and rather than two checks at a smaller amount, they'll do a full amount.
Okay.
Once a year.
And is it, do you know, is it retroactive to any point? Or?
It is, no.
No, okay, so
no.
It's starting forward.
Yes.
Okay.
Starting in 2025.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
All right.
And then there's some information on the tax abatement for the veterans, with some options for the municipalities to look at and see how they can increase and really branch out and reach more veterans.
Yeah.
And then I'll pass it over to Mr. Notch to kind of
yeah,
do
no, Bob,
the
you're pretty passionate about this, right? You feel this is really important.
I do.
Yeah.
So this is great legislation. There's a lot in there.
Yeah.
I will share that even though our office is just starting, we've been working on this legislation since day one in our advisory role. So provided written and oral testimony when the first hearing was held, and then every time this bill moved between the House and the Senate and to conference committee, we did a full review and provided our advice on a lot of things.
Okay.
So where we ended up, I think, has a lot of goodness to it. There, for us, the more important piece is there are key things in here that open doors for continued improvements in how we serve veterans and their families here in Massachusetts. And one of those is the definition of veteran.
Hmm.
So this law expands the definition of veteran in one key area, which is Chapter 115, which is primarily the benefits that are provided from the state, specifically the Office of Veteran Services, to veterans. And they do that through all our municipal veteran service agents. There are actually six different locations in Mass General Law that have a definition of veteran.
Mm-hmm.
Our point is, we've made one step, let's fix the rest of those pieces of legislation and make that apply to other benefits and programs that apply to veterans, such as license plates,
mm-hmm.
or veterans bonus, or other things like that that don't fall under Chapter 115.
Okay, so when you say the expansion of the definition of a veteran, it really means expanding the benefits that they're eligible for?
What it means is, and specifically the language that's in here,
yeah.
recognizes if the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs recognizes you as a veteran, now the state of Massachusetts recognizes
okay.
you as a veteran. Those were not in sync
really?
Before.
Okay.
And a lot of states are that way.
Oh, interesting.
The federal level has one definition, state levels have different. So for Chapter 115, these are now aligned.
I see.
And that opens the doors from some very good folks out there that worked in commission corps of the U.S. Public Health Service and the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration.
Oh, so they're considered veterans.
So now for Chapter 115 benefits and some other things, they are now considered a veteran in Massachusetts.
Okay,
and,
all right.
And those folks, personally, having worked with some of them throughout my career, they are national security elements.
Certainly.
They are commissioned officers who take the same oath as I did and Christine did, right?
Mm-hmm.
Support and defend the Constitution of the United States. And they are expeditionary, which means they can get called today to go deploy to Africa tomorrow to help with Ebola,
yeah,
right?
I see. Okay.
Those are serious missions. Those are national security related missions.
Sure.
And those folks are putting themselves in harm's way
yep.
to do that. So I think it's appropriate that at least for this piece of legislation, we now are including them in the definition
yes,
of veteran.
Yes, yeah. What about Merchant Marine? I know that that's been discussed in the past.
So Merchant Marine is already written in the law,
oh,
but there's a specific time frame,
okay.
particularly during World War II, which that does align with the federal language,
yes.
too. The dates are a little bit wider
okay.
here in Massachusetts for that. But for a group of folks that were in the Merchant Marine during World War II, yes, they are eligible for veterans benefits.
Yeah. So how will you reach out to these folks that are now eligible for these benefits? You know, I mean, they need to know this, right?
The outreach is always a challenge
yeah.
for any program benefit or service here
yes.
in Massachusetts. So once we get up and running with social media and a web page
mm-hmm.
and participating in local events, veterans expos, we were here at the Quincy Expo back in July,
yes.
walking around, having
okay.
conversations,
sure.
and that's a good way for us to get an understanding of what still needs work
yep.
for veterans out
yep.
there.
Okay.
So there's a lot of avenues to do it. I don't know that there's a perfect one. I've been working in the nonprofit sector for 7 years
oh, really?
In the military veteran space,
okay.
and it's a challenge for everyone
mm-hmm.
who's trying to help.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. The best, I guess, here in Quincy, the best line of recourse is contact Christine
yes.
in her office as well, and your local veteran
your first
services
step
agent.
Should always yeah. be your local veteran service agent.
Yeah, I know that, Christine, you harp continuously about
yes.
call, get in touch,
absolutely.
Check. You know, don't just sit back.
Don't sit back.
There
ask
are benefits.
The questions.
Yeah, absolutely. There's no downside to
there
asking questions.
There is no downside, and you don't know what you don't know.
Right.
So,
and we learn together.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know.
And things are always changing. Yeah.
They are always changing.
As we see.
And there's a lot out there. So.
Another piece of the HERO Act, Bob, I know you're passionate about, is this real estate tax abatement provision.
So there is a piece of this legislation, again, that allows cities and towns across Massachusetts to make their own choice on providing additional benefits to veterans and their families, mm-hmm. really, because they're tied together. So there is a provision in here that allows municipalities to at least match the tax abatement that is in place already. So whatever that percentage happens to be at the state level, mm-hmm. the city and town can vote to raise it to a level up to that, anywhere in between.
Okay.
What I love about this is, as we look at state law, a lot of our programs and services are focused on veterans who are either disabled or low income, are really struggling. And we need to do that.
Certainly.
Absolutely
right.
Need to do that.
Yep.
This is an opportunity for city and towns to actually provide that benefit to any veteran who lives in their community,
okay.
as a property owner in their community. We're probably watching the news and talking about the exodus of the workforce out of Massachusetts. This is an opportunity for a city and town to offer veterans another reason to come to their town or stay in their town, right?
Yeah.
Hey, your tax abatement is going to be this if you move into this city.
Sure.
So our goal is to recommend that every city take a good solid look at this and maximize their ability to do that for veterans.
Okay.
Because Christine's a veteran, I'm a veteran. This would apply to us. This would apply to the single parent veteran who has one to two children that is getting by, they have a job and they're making it,
yeah.
but they don't have money to spare.
Right.
If we put the tax abatement in place, we give them that little bit extra, just like we were talking about with the increase in the annuity. We give them a little bit extra for another month of groceries or another 2 months of groceries, whatever that works
Absolutely.
Out.
Absolutely, yeah. But it needs to be approved at the local level.
Yes,
yeah.
It's a local level thing. There are a couple other options in there for the city to do some things to expedite processes for getting checks to Chapter 115 benefits and things. So our goal is there's more you can do to recognize all veterans out there. And please, for the city leadership that's out there, take a look at it. We'd love to see every city and town in Massachusetts take advantage.
Yeah, I know it's been discussed here in Quincy at the city council level. There's no decision just yet, but it's certainly on the burner for sure.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Great.
Is it also for active duty or is it just for veterans?
Just for veterans, the way this is written.
Yes.
But you mentioned active duty. There are a number of things that are written in the HERO Act as well that do apply to any active military families that are stationed in Massachusetts. We don't have a lot here in Massachusetts. We do have recruiters that come and live in the state to help with recruiting. We have the U.S. Constitution with the Navy. We have the Coast Guard base. And then we have our Guard and Reserve bases that are spread around, Hanscom Air Force Base, Natick Lab. So not a large present compared to other states, but we do have military members here. And the language in here helps them with their families, mostly tied with children and schooling. In childcare, things like that.
Okay.
Support.
And skills training, right, Christine? Something I know that you're curious about.
Yes.
Yeah.
The kind of transferring the training that you that service members received while serving could transfer into
the civilian world.
Civilian world, specifically EMTs and maybe nursing and. We'll see what else comes down the road with it. But
another add to that piece of the labor force maybe moving out of the state of Massachusetts, it would be great to create programs here in Massachusetts where we're drawing former military members to Massachusetts, right? A lot of focus is on green energy. The governor went and said, we need 30,000 jobs in green energy. The CHIP Act is coming. Hey, can we build chips here in Massachusetts? We have a huge medical industry. We have robotics. We have a lot of things happening in Massachusetts we need a larger labor force.
Workers, right, yeah.
I'm biased. After 27 years in the military, I can tell you those are the folks that you want to hire.
Yeah.
Yes.
Someone who has had a broad experience in the military.
Sure.
So I think this is another first step. Let's look at how we do licensure for EMTs, and we're looking at those that have medical background on the military side. The next step for me is, what other things can we make that transition easier for military members to transition into? Can we look at their skills and experience to other licensure requirements for skilled workers here in Massachusetts?
Hmm.
So, huge opportunity here.
Yeah.
This opens the door that I think can help the state in the future quite a bit.
So this is a provision of this HERO Act?
Yeah, the EMT role specifically, those folks that have medical background, there's some work, right, that has to be done. The legislation gets passed to the agency, in this case,
Department
of Health.
That's not the end of it, right? That's just kind of the beginning. Yeah.
The administrating of the law is what happens next, and there's a lot of work that needs.
Well, you know, the thing that fascinated me when I was looking into this is that the office, the Executive Office of Veteran Services, was only formed in March of 2023. I thought there would be something, you know, for a long, long time in Massachusetts.
Well, there was. It was actually called the Department of Veteran Services.
Right, but now it's at the executive level.
Yes.
You know, within the governor's circle, right? And I think John Santiago, right, is the director.
Yes.
A veteran and a doctor as well. So that's a huge step forward, I think, is it not?
More visibility shows the importance, I think, from the leadership in the state on veterans and their families here in the Commonwealth.
Absolutely,
so, yes, it was great to see.
Christine, going forward, the Chapter 115 involves the disability payments?
So it's not a disability payment. It's actually like a low-income financial assistance
and
for our veterans.
There's a whole package, right?
There is a whole package, and there's a lot to it. But certainly, you know, any veteran who is struggling financially should reach out. There are guidelines that we have to go through, you know, and abide by. But ultimately, again, it's something if you don't ask, you don't know.
Right.
And they're opening up the budgets a little bit to assist more people in the Chapter 115. Also, we have medical-only budgets with, you know, you don't necessarily, you're not eligible to receive financial assistance in a monthly check, but you are eligible for us to assist you in co-payments or your medical health insurance payments, things like that. So again, you know, there's a lot out there.
Mm.
And as long as, you know, you ask the question and you ask for the help, you know, we can certainly see what we can do to help you in the office.
It just seems like you're always kind of struggling to reach folks who are eligible for. I mean, you literally went door to door earlier
this
year.
We did, but it's also concerning when you hear from that veteran, even now, that says, "I didn't know this office existed," and there's no blame. It's just
we want to
make sure that everybody is aware. And literally, today is Friday, and I met with somebody on Wednesday that said just
that. Right?
I didn't know that you were here.
Okay.
And so, as much as I say it,
you need to say it more.
I do.
Yeah.
I do.
Okay.
You know.
Word of mouth still the best form of
advertising. It really is.
Yeah.
It really is. So. And veterans do speak and talk and share with other veterans.
Sure.
So it's a lot about that.
Yeah,
word of mouth is great.
Robert, with your office now, that'll take it even a step further.
Yeah, so what we're looking at is a whole of government approach.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, personally, I go beyond that. But initially, the way this office is established is to look at, okay, who are our federal partners that are serving veterans and their families here in Massachusetts? The VA we think of automatically, but Department of Labor is out there helping with employment for veterans. So there's a number of agencies that are here providing that support. And then in addition to that, you've got the state. And it's not just Executive Office of Veteran Services. We do have a Labor and Workforce Development office as well. We have the Veterans Bonus Division that has some opportunities for those that earn bonuses. So there's multiple agencies at the state level, and a lot of the work that really gets done at the local level, which we like, and which is what Christine does and those teams around the state, is can we make it easier for a veteran to get the help they need? And the way to do that is they're only a few blocks away.
Mm-hmm.
They
mm-hmm.
don't have to go 2 hours to get to the VA,
right.
Or they don't
yep.
have to go somewhere. So. Trying to stitch all of that together and make sure that veterans understand what's available and how to make those connections and get the help they need. The step further that I mentioned is we have over 200 nonprofits in Massachusetts just focused on veterans and their families.
Yeah.
So I look at that as a whole of community approach, and some of that term has been used. How can we better tie in what is close to the veteran who is in need that makes it easy for them to access a benefit program or services,
yep.
whether it's federal, state, local, or nonprofit?
We'll have to have you back for sure.
All right.
Good to see you. Good to meet you. Christine, always a pleasure.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.